Ches Menachemov, Monday the 31st of July, Rabbi Joseph Perlman, The Way to Bring Mashiach.
Shalom Aleichem to everyone. Thank you very much for inviting me back. The title is mentioned to Way to Bring Moshiach. And in order to understand that, we've got to understand... Now, I didn't have time to make sheets this time. But instead, what you can do is take the references from the... which I'm going to give you, or... In fact, they can be copied. I have one a reference sheet here. The sheet sets out the places where the Churban HaBayis has been described in the Gemara and the reasons for it. And everyone knows the famous Gemara in Yoma, Daf Tes Amud Beis, Mikdosh Mipnei Ma Chorev. And the Gemara then says, Mikdash Rishon was because of the three Averis of Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Domin. But the second Beis HaMikdash, that was Shohoyu Oskim B'Torah of Mitzvahs. Sorry, I've got the wrong, I'm quoting from the wrong one. It was the second one, Mikshesh Oskim B'Torah of Mitzvahs of Mirzav Chodim, Chorev B'nei Shohoy Solgol Sinas Chinom. In the second Beis HaMikdash, although they kept the mitzvahs, they were oskim b'toyra uba mitzvahs, uba gimelus chasodim, but nonetheless, mipnei shahoysubo sinas chinom. And everybody knows the story of Kamsan bar Kamsa and all that went on with the sinas chinom. So the main cause mentioned in the Gemara in Yuma is sinas chinom. Obviously, if we want to bring Mashiach back, we've got to eradicate the cause of the Churban. But the interesting thing is, this is not the sole reason, because the Gemaras elsewhere give us different reasons. So let's go to the other Gemaras.
Where is that
Gemara I've just quoted is in the Yuma Daf Tes Amud Beis. Now, the famous Gemara, which gives all sorts of reasons, is in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, and there it says, Lo Chorvo Yerushalayim Elo Bishvil. And it gives different reasons. It gives eight different Amoroim, each give a different reason. Let's first of all mention what the Gemara says. Abaya says that there were Mechalel Shabbos. If you're a Mechalel Shabbos, that causes the Churban. It's understandable. Shabbos is a main section of the Bria, and it is vital that we keep Shabbos, and if you don't keep Shabbos properly, then you cause a Churban. That's what Abaya said. Rabbi Abahu, he says, the reason was Shebitlu Kriya Shma Sheikh Shachris for Arabis. They didn't say Krishma. And they bring Pesukim. In other words, Krishna is so important that if you don't say it, you bring the Churban. Everybody knows that Krishna is vitally important because of Shema Yisrael, Samunah Bashem, etc. But it seems that according to Rabbi Abahu, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they didn't say Krishna.
So is this Rishon or Sheni or both?
Sorry?
This Gemara's Rishon or Sheni.
This is just presumably the second bias. Presumably, it says Lo Cholvo Yerushalayim Elo Bishvil. So the Gemara doesn't specify which, but the Pashtus is it's the Bayis Sheni, and there's a Raya for that, as you'll see in a second. Because we'll go through the reasons, and you'll see that one of the reasons is clearly talking about Bayis Sheni. So presumably, all the others are also talking about that, and also probably because they were closer to that time, and the Amorim were closer to probably Bayis Sheni. In any case, we've already said that in Bayis Rishon there were three cardinal averes. They didn't keep much at all in the Bayis Rishon. Rav Hamnuna says Shebitlu bo tinoikus shel beis rabon. They didn't have proper schools. They didn't have places where the children were learning. That's vital, because if you don't teach the children, then you haven't got the basis of Yiddishkeit. That's why the schools are so important, that we try to make sure they've got good teachers, good mechanchim, etc. That's Rav Amnuna. Then Ula, mipnei shelo hoya lohem boshes ponim ze mipnei ze. They didn't have respect for each other. They didn't feel that they were embarrassed if they were doing something in somebody else's backyard. If they were upset somebody, it didn't bother them very much. You might say, that caused the churban. But that's what the Gemara says, according to Ula. Shelo hoylem boshes ponim ze mipnei ze. Next one, Rabbi Yitzchok, shehushvu kotten v'godo. They didn't have respect for gedolim. The Rav was just a nobody, and a person was given no respect because he's an older person. There was no derech eretz. That was the reason why the churban habayis. Next one, Rabbi Amram Bered Rabbi Shimon Loza says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shelohu chichu ze eze. Nobody gave tochocho to somebody else. If somebody wasn't behaving properly, nobody cared. It didn't bother them. And therefore, since they weren't mochiach each other, that was the reason why the churban came, because people didn't have respect for each other. Next one. What number was that? That was number six. Now we come to number seven. Rav Yehuda says, Shebizu bo Talmidei Chachomim. They were disrespectful to Talmidei Chachomim. You know, they made fun of them. He's learning in Koyel, he's a Gornish, you know, he hasn't got his own parnasa. And they're mavazer each other. Unfortunately, we see that today. And next, the final one, Rovo Sheposku Mimeno Anshe Amona. There were no people there who were Bale Amona. Amona means reliable, believable people. Frekta Gemara. There were plenty of people who were keeping the mitzvahs and they believed in Hashem. They had proper Amona of Hashem. So, Frekta Gemara, what's Pshat in Rovo? That they didn't were Bale Amona. We're not talking about not Emunah Bashem. Bale Amona, they didn't respect each other in business. They didn't get... Now that proves that we're talking about Bale Sheni, because they were Bale Amona. In Bale Shishon, the Kurban, there was no Emuna anymore. As I said before, they had their own Shavuos. In Bale Sheni, there was Emunah Bashem. But they didn't respect each other. They cheated and they did their things in business which are not correct. That's what the Gemara says. The Simon is referring to. Now, eight different reasons for the Churban. Frek the Marshal, what's going on here? We've got a machlokas between eight people. What's the Churban? And you could add to that, the Gemara in you says quite clearly it was Sin Leschinam. Nothing to do with this. Nothing to do. Maybe it was something. So the Marshal says another thing. Says, it's quite clear from this Gemara, although it looks like a machlokas, this one says this and this one says that, that each mama of the Amorim starts with Omar. Now we have a klal in Shas, that if it says Omar something, it's a statement. If it says the name afterwards, that's a machlokas. Now that's based on the principle of Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh goes by this, I think we don't worry so much who you are, we worry more about what you do. Your actions are far more important than who you are. And therefore, in Chumash, for example, always Vayedaber Hashem, Vayomer Moshe. It doesn't say Moshe Omar, or Dibber Hashem. It's Hashem Dibber. Unless, only it changes where there's an emphasis. If you want to emphasize, that's who said it. Moshe said it, not Aaron, not to somebody else, then it'll mention the name first. Otherwise, you always mention the ke'ula, the action that you do first. And it's a klal that we have in Hebrew, as distinct from other languages. The first word which you mention is the emphasis. You emphasize what you say first. And therefore, if it just says, Omar Rovo, we are not so much interested in who said it, but we're interested in what he said. We need to know the statement, halacha, something important. Omar, Omar, Omar. However, if it then says, let's say it says, Omar Abaya, Rava Omar, then do you know why it says Rava Omar? Because it's not so much the dibur of the action, it's the fact that we need to know who is saying this. It's important for us to know, because we have a klalim in halacha, who do we paskin like? We know, halacha Rava B'yakagam. Or if you've got other klalim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, you need to know who is saying it in order that you can get the hapsak halacha. And therefore, whenever there's a machlokas, the second person mentioned is always the name comes first. Right. So, frankly, Mashal, if there was a machlokas between all these eight Amoroim, it should have said, after having said Omar Abaya, each one should have said Rafai Baya Omar, Rafam Nuna Omar. Rahula, it doesn't say that. Each one says Omar. Says the Mashal, that is a raya that they're all agreeing. Each one is saying a different statement. So what's going on here? Why should each one give a different statement? And the Mashal then goes down to try to explain that each of these statements is has a mockum, each one, and each one emphasized one particular aspect. But the truth of the matter is that they're all part of the churban. Lo zu av zu, as we say, zer v'zer goyrim. The main reason at the end, of course, was not even mentioned this Gemara, it was sinas chinom. But all these were contributory factors. A person who doesn't keep Shabbos is not likely to have avas chinom for somebody else. It's more likely, if you're mechallel Shabbos, you don't know the dinim, you're not keeping it, you'll end up being a soine. And that would explain why sinas chinom is the main reason for the churban, as the other Gemara says, but all these things are contributory factors, and it's clear. Shabizutam lichachomim, or they, some of them are obvious. Shehushu cotton v'godlas, no dereches. Shaloho chichu zezeh, that you didn't have interest in the other person. If a father has a child who's not behaving properly, the father will either talk to him, get somebody else to speak to him. You're not going to leave him to go astray. There are parents who will whack the children and bash the children. They mean well. But we all know that that ends up with therapy afterwards. The way to do it is the father's got to go and look for some person who can guide the child. He doesn't just say, oh, I'm washing my hands of it. No real parent is going to have a child who's going astray and just wash his hands of it. And the same thing here. If we are washing our hands off other people, then we're treating them badly. And that creates sinas chinom, because that means you don't love the person enough. And therefore, if you love the person sufficiently, you've got to give him tochocha. Of course, you've got to know how to give tochocha. There's a love in the Torah not to give tochocha. It says, hochechas amisachal, velosis olam chait. Make sure you do it, because if you don't give him tochocha, you will have the chait. You will be responsible. On the other hand, there's another pshat in the pasuk, hochech tochech samisachal, velosis olam chait. In doing it, don't do it in a way which will give you an avera. When you're telling somebody else off, don't embarrass him. You mustn't do it in public. You've got to do it indirectly. You've got to do it in such a way that it'll be effective, not to create sinas chinom. That's the whole purpose. So when it says shloho chichu zezeh, that's one of the factors in creating avas chinom. All these things are ways of which we can get closer to other people and have the proper derech eretz for them. So if you say Krishna, it's Amunah B'Hashem. If you believe in Hashem, you believe in the mitzvahs. You believe you've got to do what the Torah tells you to do. So all these factors are just factors towards the main problem of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed with sinas chinom. Now, we're not finished yet, because that we've dealt with Yomo, we've dealt with Shabbos Kufiyut Tes. However, there is another Gemara. In Baba Metzia Daf Lamed Amud Beis, right, which says, it's also in Nedarim Daf Peyal. Am I getting this right? Let's get the right one. It's in Baba Metzia Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and it's also in Nedarim somewhere, I think. What's that? Do you remember where it is? Hang on. I think I'm mixing two things up. Let me get this right. No, the Gemara in Nedarim is a different one. This is in two places. But the main one is in Bava Metzia Lamed Amud Beis. It goes like this. Rabbi Yochanan says, why was the Lo Chorvo Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim was only destroyed. You know why? Shehemidu Dinom Al Din Torah. They went to Din Torahs. So what's going on? The lashon of the Gemara is Al Shedonu Bo Din Torah. Frek the Gemara Al Shedonu Bo Din Torah. What do you mean? Which didn't they got to go to the English courts? They didn't go to the Goyish courts. So they go, no, you don't. I haven't understood what it was saying. Not Al Shedonu Bo Din Torah, but Hamidu. That's what I should have said. Hamidu Din Amadir. What's that mean? They insisted upon their rights. They went straight to Din Torah. So what should they do? What's wrong with that? Velo holchu lifnim mishuras hadin. They didn't go lifnim mishuras hadin. So why is that different from the other reasons? So the Ben Yoyada asked the Kash. He said, look, we know that the reason was because of sin askinon, or because of all the reasons in chapters. Where is this inin of not going lifnim mishuras hadin? The Ben Yoyada is so bothered by it. He says that this Gemara is not talking of the same thing. This Gemara is talking about why we don't get the Mikdash back. It's not talking why it was destroyed in the first place. It was destroyed in the first place because of Chinaskinam and the other reasons. This is why we can't get it back today. Because we're not going Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to work Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. So how can you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us and give us a little extra time and a little extra assistance when we're not doing it ourselves for other people? So that's how he learns. The problem with that is you've got to translate the words Lo Chorvo Yerushalayim as in the present tense, not Lo Chorvo, why was it not destroyed, which is the normal translation. That maybe it should say Lo Nechrovo, right? But the other Gemaras also say Lo Chorvo, but maybe he reads it Lo Charevo. It's not remaining destroyed. If we want it back, we've got to go Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. That's how he learns pshat. It's a very difficult pshat because there's no indication in the Gemara that's what it's talking about. Secondly, the word chorvor normally indicates that it actually was what happened in the past. So the pashtus is that lo chorvor Yerushalayim is, like the other cases, that they didn't go Lifnim Mishuras Hadin because anybody who loves somebody else will automatically go Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. Can you imagine? You've got a son, Chas v'Shalom, who's done an aveira, is not going properly. You're going to be mevata to him. You're going to say, look, I'm going to Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. I'm going to give you another chance. I'm not going to take it out of you immediately. So the pshat of Lo Holchu Lifnim Mishuras Hadin is be'emes, a manifestation of Lo, of having not having sin askinah. That is, I would say, is the pashtus. And who goes to a din Torah immediately? Only somebody who's not prepared to be mevater. It's kumtmir. I'm taking you to a din Torah. Would it not have been nicer to get somebody to try and make a pshara? Would it not have been nicer? I give in. It's not the end of the world if you don't get everything that's due to you. That's what pshat lifnim mishuras hadin. Of course, it's not always like that. Lifnim mishuras hadin, there's a time for it and a time not to. But generally, we're very quick to criticize other people and make demands. So the pashtus lechoira is not lochoch lifnim mishuras hadin, is a manifestation of the absence of avas chinam. That's what I would say. There's one more gemara which I mentioned from the Dorim, and that's al mo of doha oretz al ozom es teirosi shelo berchu b'tero techila. Now the truth. Daf is pei aleph omad aleph, and the same gemara in bob matzir pei hey omad beis. Now, I didn't have time to set it out properly and get the right things. That's why I got a bit mixed up here and there. But these are the Gemaras. Now, that Gemara, it says, Nema of the Ha'oretz, the others are talking about either Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash, which is basically the same thing. Because Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim Shel Ma'alo, which comes from the Beis HaMikdash, it gets a Kedusha. So one Gemara talks about Yerushalayim, one talks about the Beis HaMikdash, but I don't think there's any significance in that. And if there was an article in the Yekil HaSeinu, from which I did for Yisrael Shelton, for the Rab Dovitz, it was published. If you want to see about Yerushalayim, on all the caches on why we say Yerushalayim and not Yerushalayim, etc., it's all there. It's the same idea. Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash are more or less the same thing for this purpose. And that's why we say Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash, not Yerushalayim Ule Beis HaMikdash in Davni. Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim is the Beis HaMikdash. Well, that's the Kedusha Yerushalayim. But anyhow, the point that we're making here is this one doesn't say Yerushalayim, it doesn't say Beis HaMikdash, it says Amo Avda Ha'oretz. And that's because of the Pasuk, which we will be saying in the Haftarah tomorrow, unless Mashiach doesn't come beforehand, and then we'll have Amor of the Oret. So it says, well, do you know what it was? Al Ozvam as Toirasi, because they left the Torah. They didn't say the Brocha on Brichsa Torah first. So that's another reason. The Churban Beis HaMikdash also, or the Churban of the Eretz Yisrael, came because they didn't make the Brichas HaTorah properly. There's a lot of Torah on that. Many, many, many different explanations. What's such a terrible thing? They didn't make the Bracha on the Brichas HaTorah. Did they learn or did they learn? What difference does it make whether they made the Bracha? Well, of course it makes a difference. But there's so many Pshatim on that, I haven't got time for that now. You can look into that Gemara, you'll see all sorts of different explanations as to why the Brichas HaTorah caused the Churban. But the basic point is they didn't have respect for the Torah, whatever the pshat is, and all sorts of pshat, there was not enough respect for the Torah. If you've got respect for the Torah, you will be mekayim what the Torah tells you. The Torah tells us, ben adam lemokah, ben adam lechaver, it's well known. And for example, the very word Bereishis tells you that. I love telling this one. Bereishis is gematria of 913, the word Bereishis. But if you take the nistar of the word Bereishis, when I say the nista means the beis is yud tof, the reish is yud shin, the shin is yud nun. If you take all the nista of the word Bereishis, that comes to 907. 907 is the gematria of Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha, and it's also the gematria of Vahavtas Recha Kamocha Ani Hashem. Would you believe it? Pardon?
Calculate
it, you see. You need a calculator. But 907 is the nistar of the word Bereishis, that's the yud, and that is Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha, believing Hashem, Ben Adam Lamokam, and at the same time, Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha Kamoch Ani Hashem. Isn't that a remarkable proof that the Torah wants us to have both? And that's also why the part of the reason why it starts with the Torah starts with the base. There's two inyonim, there's inyon of Ben Adam Lamokam, there's Ben Adam Lachavero. And the fact that we have Sinas Chinom means that we haven't emphasized the Ben Adam Lachavero. And why? Because if you don't have, if you're not low berachah b'Torah tchila, if you haven't got the respect for the Torah, then you don't realize that the Torah expects us to do both. Both Ben Adam La Mokoim, but with Ben Adam Mokoim, it's got to be Ben Adam La Chavero. And without that, then the Kedusha is destroyed. So, all these reasons, La Chaira, are reasons which are Goyreim, somehow or other, for a lack of respect for your friend. And that this is the main point of the Churban is Sinas Chinam. How are we going to bring back the Beis HaMikdash? The only way we can bring back the Beis HaMikdash is to learn how to treat other people, having learnt the Torah, which is vital, the Emunah Bashem. If you go through all the reasons mentioned in Shabbos, you'll see that these are reasons which tend to take us away from the importance of the issues which bring us to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Obviously, Ben Adam Lamokim. Of course, if you don't say Krishna, you haven't got Emunah Bashem. Without Emunah Bashem, Ben Adam Lachaver is worthless because it's you'll just use your own ways of behavior. But once you know that Hashem wants us to treat him, treat HaKadosh Baruch and your friend, Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, the Pasuk says, we are in fact just like children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If so, we've got to treat each other properly. How? Well, you've got, we just talked about Tochocho. It's not pleasant, but it has to be done sometimes. Not being Mivaza Tomei Chachomim. Realizing that an older person is entitled to more cover than a younger person in normal circumstances. And all the things which we mentioned are all things which cause this pirud with that Kodesh Baruch. Shabbos is also, which is what Shabbos got to do with the price of cheese? Of course, we know that Klal Yisrael exists because of Shabbos and the Sheishes and Mevereishes. It's fundamental to Yiddishkeit. So if we want to bring back the Beis HaMikdash, we have to do all the items mentioned in the Gemara, which we've talked about, and as we said before, Lifnim Mishuras HaDin is one of them, because you would not treat somebody who you love by insisting upon your rights. You'd go and be Mevata a little bit. This idea of being Mevata is very important. And that's also the story of Kamsa bar Kamsa. What happened? So he didn't get invited. He wasn't invited. Ah, I don't want you at my chasna. Is it the end of the world if you have somebody there who would be embarrassed if he wasn't at it? You go Lifnim Mishuras HaDin. You have a little bit of respect for other people, and then you'll get the answer. Now, how are we doing for time? Okay, let me just conclude with another subject on this. We've talked about this Indian of removing the Sinas Chinam. We should also realize that there are 21 days we're suffering terribly at the moment. But there is another 21 days which will come from Rosh Hashanah to Hoshanah Rabbah. Those 21 days and the 21 days make 42 days altogether. And it's absolutely remarkable that the number 42 is a remarkable number. It's the number with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world with Mem Beis. And I love telling the story. When I was a young boy, in 1953, they invented the hydrogen bomb. Right? And the Rebbe couldn't get the Shia started because everybody was talking about the bomb. So he banged on the table and he says, children, he said, which is the most powerful bomb in the world?
It's
I've heard it from you before, probably. So yeah. So one said the hydrogen bomb, one said the atom bomb, one said you're all wrong. It's the Vidibanto bomb. And I'll never forget that. And the truth of the matter is correct. Why? Because the Mem Beis was the Shem which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. In fact, the Machlokes in Rashi and Rishon, whether the Kohen Gadol used the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, or you used the Shem Mem Beis on Yom Kippur. But that Shem Mem Beis was powerful, and it's the Shem which Moshe Rabbeinu used to kill the Mitzri, that's mentioned, and it is the most powerful of the Shems, and the world was created with that name. But the bomb is Pshat, Beis of Bereshis, which is Torah Shebiksav. Mem is Me'emosai of Torah Shebal Peh. So that Torah, you've got to have Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh in order to create the big bang, so to speak, and to get the bomb. And it's actually interesting that there are 21 Shemus in Tfilin Shelyad. And of course, the same amount in Tefillin Shel Rosh, because it's the same parashas. Just the one separated and one's not. So 21 plus 21
42.
Is 42. So you've got this 21-21 syndrome. And the Mashor, again, in Bechairus, has a beautiful explanation in a Gemara there. We haven't got time for the Gemara, but if you have a look at Chesam Beis talking about Rabbi Yeshua and the Goyim, he comes out and says, there are 21 days in the period of the Ben HaMetzorim. They're black days. There are 21 days of Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah, they're the white days. But don't think that one's black and one's white. It's not so. They may look like that. But just as in the time of the tshuva that we're trying to get to the highest madrega in between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah, we can do the same in these 3 weeks if we understand the Sibas HaChorban and we can put that right. Those 21 days and the other 21 days can bring back the Shem Mem Beis. That's what it's all about. And this Mem Beis, have we got any time left? A couple of minutes? I'm not going to pass the clock anymore. Rabbeinu Bachya points out, unbelievable, clever Rabbeinu Bachya. He says, if you start from the base of Bereshis and count 42 letters, you're going to come to a hey. If you count 42 letters again, you're going to come to a resh. You count 42 letters again, you're going to come to a dalet. Baharad! Anybody know what Baharad is? It's known as a Molad Tohu. It was the day of Rosh Hashanah. Had there been a Rosh Hashanah before creation, creation was on the Chof HaElul. The Rosh Hashanah of that year, of the Chof HaElul, would have been Baharad, which is this Monday, 5 hours, 11 o'clock, 204 Chalokim. So Baharad is the Torah is telling us that the world was basically conceived in Baharad. That's the Shem Mem Beis again. We find this in many, many places, that this Shem Mem Beis is the Ramazim in all sorts of situations. We haven't got time to go through them. But basically, the number in Shmoy Nesra, for example, the first bracha has 42 words. The first bracha of Shemesha, 42 words. There's another bracha which has 42 words, but only in Nusach Ashkenaz, not in Nusach Sfarad. Only in Nusach Ashkenaz. You Ashkenaz shul here?
Yes.
Well, then you should know which one I'm talking about. Ala Tzadikim. The bracha of Ala Tzadikim has got 42 words. Now there's another thing. Why do you think we say Yiyu L'Ratzon Imrei Fi V'Hegen L'Avid L'Fonech Hashem Tzuri V'Gaili at the end of every Shema Nesra, we finish off with that posuk? Well, it's got 42 letters, you know that, yeah, 42 letters, and there's 10 yudin, 10 times yud in that posuk. So that posuk, which comes from Tehillim, is a special posuk, which we finish off our Shema Nesra with that posuk, and that gives us that we should finish with the Shem Mem Beis. So altogether, you've got to realize that 21 times 2, which is what we're talking about, the 21 days of the Ben HaMetzarim, we can be mahapech everything if we just realize that these 21 days are the same as the 21 days of Teshuvah. How are we going to do Teshuvah in these 21 days? Answer, have respect for somebody else. Think of how you can make a person pleased. If somebody says something stupid, don't immediately shout out and make fun of him. In fact, there's a shitta that if a Baal Korah makes a mistake, you shouldn't correct him. Do you know why? Because it's more important not to mimavayish somebody in public than to do so. So what do we do? The way, I don't know how you do it, but the way it should be done is not that the whole tzibur shouts out. That's terrible for the poor Baal Korah. What should happen, there should be a gabbai standing next to him with a chumash, and if he says something wrong, and as if he himself has then corrected himself. That's the way to do it. It's important that every tzibur should have a gabbai who knows what he's doing, and not. I mean, it's our gabbai, and we're busy trying to give aliyahs, etc. You've got to be careful who you give aliyah to and who not to. What's that?
Do it the Torah way.
So if you've got, there should be somebody standing next to the Baal Korah and correcting him quietly. Not everyone screams out. That is, we're doing something which is keneged the Torah. And we think we're being clever when you catch somebody else out. No, try if possible, whatever you do, to think. How would you like it if it was done to you? That's the criterion. And that way we can bring Avas Chinom in the Mitzvah Hashem, who should be in the Bonne Beis HaMikdash, and Meir HaYamein.